A group of newly hired nurses from the Philippines has helped the Drew Nursing Home get back to full capacity. Director Linda Shannon says that 5 or 6 years ago, the nursing home had empty beds it could not fill due to lack of staff.
We've had staffing challenges for many years. So we wanted to open our beds, help with the hospital overflow. And so we went to the Philippines and hired 20 people.
A recruiting mission in 2023 resulted in 20 new hires, and another 10 were hired in 2024. 25 of those new nurses have made it to Sackville and settled in, with another 5 due to arrive in August and September. The new staff has allowed the nursing home to welcome another 18 residents, says Shannon.
We've been running for at about 100 clients for the last, since a couple years before COVID, and we're unable to fill. So we had 100 clients. We're now back to full capacity at 118.
Chari May Illy is one of the nurses who has helped open up more beds at the Drew. She's worked in hospitals in the Philippines and Saudi Arabia and decided to get her licensing for work in Canada.
I didn't know much about the New Brunswick, but it's always been my dream to come to Canada. And my friend told me about the long-term care mission, the Canadian employers from New Brunswick were coming to the Philippines to hire healthcare staff for the nursing home. At first, I was hesitant because I don't have really much experience in a long-term care, but after thinking it through, I realized that maybe it's the opportunity that I've been waiting for, a finally way to move to Canada, and I took the chance, and I'm really glad that I made it.
After about 4 months of working as a resident attendant at the Drew, Ely scored a registered nurse position at the home. Only about 20% of Drew nursing staff are RNs, with most working as resident attendants. Ely and her husband are in Canada on work visas, but have applied to become permanent residents. Her husband has found work in Amherst, but is still looking for something in IT, his chosen field. Ely says the couple is happy to live in a small town, and after arriving in November of 2024, are still finding lots to explore. Whether or not the couple chooses to stay in Sackville in the long term is anyone's guess, but it's something that Thrive NB co-founder Carol Chapman is hoping she can influence. Chapman and Thrive NB are hired by the Drew, with costs covered by the New Brunswick Department of Social Development, to help settle the new contingent of nursing staff.
New Brunswick itself had the second lowest retention in the country. So we became a province, and this is really historical, where we were fairly easy to get into, but we were also fairly easy to leave. So a lot of employers, the Drew would be a great example, or Horizon, or some of the physical sort of health services, they would bring these people in and work really hard, and it was time costly and also financially. And then, because they don't have their communities here and they didn't have, you know, a synergy, they would leave.
Actually, when we arrived here in New Brunswick, we are welcomed by Carol Chapman. She's kind, really warm, and she helped us in everything that we need to do. Drive us in the town, helping us to buy essentials like SIM cards, our groceries for the first time, and winter clothes because we came here like November and it starts of the winter. So it's really, she really helped us to open a bank accounts, get the social insurance number and all the necessary documents to get started.
When they first arrived in Sackville, Ely and her husband stayed in an apartment at the Drew, one of several set aside to help with the international recruitment program.
Back before we went on our first mission, we had to make a decision of where the new recruits would live when they came immediately. Obviously, they wouldn't have an apartment right from day one. So we looked at all the options. We had a committee look at different options, and we came to the conclusion that our best option was to use one of our cottages. So 4 apartments, we house them, We made it available through attrition when people moved out. Everybody was fine with that. And so we had one building that was used for the first year. It worked excellent. And now we have filled two of the, now that we have fewer coming after the big group of 20, we have fewer coming. So now we have two apartments available for them when they come in.
Shannon says the home even did a mail out to their community to make sure everyone understood the decision.
So we had to look at the pros and the cons of doing that. Sure, there was four less apartments for seniors, but also we were able to fill all our beds. So bringing in 20 clients from the community or the hospital was more of a help.
Ely and her husband are now settled in their own apartment in Sackville and are getting help and support from another source, St. Vincent's Catholic Church. Ely and many of the new Filipino staff are Catholic, and the church has filled a role in providing community and also helping with practical needs of setting up households from scratch.
We are really grateful that the church support us. You know, they provided us like bed frames, or mattresses, pots, utensils, sofas, and many more things. And we are very thankful for the people who donated those things to the church. And we really feel welcome.
Chapman says that through her work at Thrive NB, she's seen a lot of generosity from New Brunswick residents.
And that, to me, is building the community. That's when they don't leave, because they realize people have gotten behind them very quickly and very openly to say, we want you to stay. And you see these little ones all with their bikes and their it's amazing, really. And that, to me, creates the story around, collectively, why this success happens. You know, it doesn't happen in a vacuum with us. It's together. And social development across the province has been amazing, really.
There are, of course, challenges for Ely and her fellow new recruits. She says that the climate in Canada was the first big hurdle, but there's also communication and adjustments to a different day-to-day culture.
Since we arrived, we don't have much. We don't have car, so we walk in the snow. And the freezing temperature, it's really quite tough. And also, some challenges are the communications and the learning with the cultural background of the nursing homes. It's really hard for us to communicate with the residents, because for us, the nurses in the Philippines, it's not really difficult to do cares, because we have the skills and the experience. But you know, when we came here in Canada, it's the learning of different standards, different day-to-day workflow, so that we have to work on.
Ely says that there's also an adjustment process for Drew residents and her fellow workers.
I think they are getting used to it also. Our co-workers and the resident, they are kind of used to have us in the nursing home. So it's both work. Mm-hmm. So, but we are always we are still learning for everything. So I think it's a process. So we are still new, and we are ready to, you know, to give our best to do the work.
That's Cherry May Ely, a registered nurse working at the Drew Nursing Home, one of 30 new nurses from the Philippines that the Drew has recruited in recent years to help open up more beds to nursing home residents. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.